Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Lay it on me. Tell me what you can do.
Okay. I can communicate with every living creature living in our vast oceans.
Okay. Talks to fish. Got it.
Also,
I'm going to stop you right there because I know your powers. It's talks to fish. The rest of the page is blank.
I have sonar.
Yeah, for talking to fish.
I have super hearing.
Uh-huh, so you can listen to fish?
I can breathe underwater.
Because that's where the fish you talk to are?
Night vision.
So you can find the fish. If you ever want a nighttime chinwag.
I can do a lot more than just talk to fish, okay? I can transport the entire Justice League by manipulating the waves of the ocean.
Oh, wow. You know what else can transport people on the ocean? A boat.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know if I'll ever evolve into a Batman-type character, but if I launched my own line of dive gear, leading it with the Gregulator, stick it in your mouth, then suck it. Gregulator, stick it in your mouth, then suck it. Gregulator. Okay.
Even though you stole that from South Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't care. I mean,
I just want everyone to know that I know.
Okay. Did they do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chocolate salty balls.
Okay. Well, you know, and I'm not the only one. Maybe this could be the start of an entire new line.
Maybe you could do flavors.
Okay.
Like a minty one.
Well, maybe we could have an entire
bubblegum
Scuba Radio line of gear. We have the Gregulator. We have Safety Sausage. Instead of calling it a safety sausage, we call it the Cock Johnson.
I like it.
Yeah. So you could have your own Safety Sausage type device.
They look like turds, but they're good.
No, it wouldn't. It would be much bigger, I think. we could have the Berry Buoy, which could be, some kind of floating.
Wow, you actually put some thought into this. I'm impressed.
No, not really. I didn't really.
No way you're coming up with that off the top of your head.
Well, he is entrepreneurial. Come on.
Vinny knows.
You're not that quick.
The Vinny Dive Vest. How about that? Anything.
Vinny wants you to hurry.
Vinny already has.
How about the Vinny helmet?
Vinny already has two takes.
Greg.
Say that again.
The Vinny helmet.
The Vinny helmet.
Or Vinny,
the
porta potty.
The Vinny rescue Spanx.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Splash your ass.
All right, that's enough.
You've lost control of the show.
I'm losing control. They're all talking at once. I cannot do this. Don't make me drop the hammer, boys. Because I will.
You could just roll over and the search plane would see this bright orange set of buns.
Okay, and those would be Barry's buns?
No, that would be Vinny's.
Vinny's buns.
Greg, try to follow.
I can't follow
Barry
any of this.
Barry could just wear Vinny's Spanx.
No, I'm not wearing his Spanx. I'm already
idea.
A buoy. That's enough.
Jerry's having his wishful thoughts once again.
Nope. No wishful thinking.
Outside voice, inside voice. Remember what we talked about. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's an idea, not necessarily a good one.
But, Jerry's gay Bigfoot Halloween costume.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
For Halloween.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Or maybe a BC. I mean, furry BC.
a BC for furries?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
How about a furry Spanx?
Okay. Yeah, but he's...
Like a muff?
I don't know.
Keep your hands warm?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, Casey's okay. been taking painkillers, I think. We're going to give him a pass. Sometimes that helps.
It does help.
To get through this show
it's
sometimes.
Very creative today.
But yeah, I was just talking about, after hanging or spending quality time with some diving legends, is there anything that we could do, whether it's myself or the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, do to contribute to the industry that would make a difference? Leave a lasting legacy.
All you
got to
do is outlive
legacy.
Everyone else.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's
lifestyle?
True.
I thought this show was our contribution.
Yeah, you weren't there at the beginning. And anybody,
yeah, but we're trying to have something of value.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you got to give it to him.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Jerry, what say you?
I mean, you have to give it to him. He is a little late. I mean, he got crabs and he's all itchy now. And
okay. Evidently,
who got crabs?
Jerry's two time and not Barry.
They were blue crabs, Jerry. And they were very tasty.
They turned blue when you haven't seen each other for a while.
They were.
Wow.
Casey, you were picking the crabs off of Jerry.
Okay. God, my God. I got to mute the mic again. Two strikes.
You, Greg, you're barely masking your false outrage.
That may be.
Try harder. Try harder. I can tell you're actually amused.
Oh, golly. All right. Well, I don't know.
Like, I have to mute them again. With a huge smile on his face.
Greg, remember, you're on camera for a minute.
All right, Barry, what now?
Has Dima ever done you know how they do an opening every year? Have they ever done it with all of these older gentlemen that have been such a part of the industry?
What do you mean like opening? You mean like cut the ribbon to open the Dima show?
Well, not just cut the ribbon, but, you know, have a round table type thing to and let them tell their stories. To all the Dima participants, Walt and Neil,
it's been a long time ago.
Perhaps luncheon where everyone sups on cans of SpaghettiOs
and coleslaw.
Sure,
yeah,
and the maybe. Scuba Radio crew can collect donations.
I've mentioned this many times, Barry, and it never works out.
They filed the idea away accordingly.
The circular file.
You have to catch them all at the right time.
Yeah.
Just buy a bunch of bottle of rum.
Like Pokemon?
In the right happy hour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically what happens at the Dima show every evening at the Host Hotel's bar there, Barry.
Yep.
You know, that's when you get to hear the stories.
But I mean, nothing ever formal where they just sat up there as, you know, these
Why
are the
formal? Why do you got to be
been
so
some
formal
stuff where, well, like, people have been recognized.
It just would be something where it could be recorded or videotaped and say, these are the elders of diving. These are the people that
That's happened. I've seen pictures of Slate and a tux.
You guys aren't listening. What did I say at the beginning of the show? I spent quality time with the dive god, Neil Watson, Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, and Captain Walt DeMartini. I did exactly that for 5 days, and I recorded a show that's going to air in February. That's exactly what we're doing,
so
Barry.
So there you go. That'll be your gift to diving.
No, I want to have a Gregulator.
Put it on a loop, and it'll play at the History of Diving Museum.
Excuse me.
That's right.
Okay, Casey, good. The tobacco nut, what say you?
So you recorded all this.
Yeah.
And now we're waiting on you to edit it and post it.
No, it's going to air on February 14th when I'm in Australia. It's going to be one of the cover shows when I'm traveling for a month.
Oh, okay. Greg, you've already done it. You've actually accomplished it.
I just said
it.
That.
So next month, Greg's going to get kicked in the face by a kangaroo.
Possibly, if I'm lucky.
Can we film that?
Nope.
Make sure you don't wear your glasses because they'll break immediately.
No, they won't. These are shatterproof. Okay, you guys.
I'd like to see you cuddle a platypus.
All right. Once again, inside voice.
What about a koala?
Outside voice. There'll be no koala.
Every day is brekkie.
Okay. I don't even know why I tell you guys stuff.
Because you have to talk about something.
Well, that's true, but I wanted you to help me.
Talk show.
I wanted you to help me come
play
up
the
with,
record.
With gear. You know?
We did.
No, you didn't. All you did is you're like poo-pooing
you
on my idea.
You talked about your Gregulator. You talked about
would
my
you? Let me ask you this, Barry. Would you use a Gregulator if it was available? Would that be your second stage of choice?
Kidding me? He'd never take it
out
of his mouth.
Sure, why not?
Well, Vinny already said that he wanted to suck on the Gregulator.
No. I'm just saying something even simpler than that. I'm
something
just
simpler.
He
just wants something.
Maybe a snorkel.
So I don't know. What would this? We got to come up with our own snorkel.
I humbly suggest the Gagulator.
Okay. All right. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.